And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. Well, Google's marketing team seems determined to learn things the hard way. Their latest Christmas ad features a bearded influencer in lipstick lamenting winter dryness while searching for skincare products. Apparently, nobody at Google has heard the phrase pulling a Bud Light. To the UK now, who just shut their door on youth gender experiments, announcing an indefinite ban on puberty blockers for minors except in clinical trials. Seems our cousins across the pond still remember basic biology. And despite the activists' annual claims about an epidemic of violence, 2024 saw zero confirmed anti-trans bias murders in America. A detailed review of this year's 29 reported cases revealed mostly domestic disputes, accidents, and altercations. The media's rush to paint every incident as evidence of widespread hatred says more about the narrative than the actual facts. President-elect Trump is having some diplomatic fun at the expense of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, referring to him as governor of the great state of Canada after their Mar-a-Lago dinner. I mean, when you spend years using MAGA conservative as your favorite insult, don't be surprised when the MAGA team remembers. Trudeau's team is stuck pretending it's all warmth and mutual respect, while Trump is gleefully reminding them who holds the trade cards. And speaking of awkward diplomatic situations, the Biden administration is considering removing an Al-Qaeda offshoot from the terrorist list after they helped overthrow Syria's government. The last time he tried this strategy was with the same outfit that's now launching missiles at ships in the Red Sea. Some folks never learn that today's moderate rebels have a habit of becoming tomorrow's headlines. A Canadian government-funded media outlet is trying to convince readers that male athletic advantages are just a myth. At the same time, the UN reports men have claimed over 890 medals in women's sports. Alberta's response? Passing the first law in Canada protecting women's athletics. The science deniers at the conversation might want to have an actual conversation with reality. For the first time in U.S. history, a nativity scene will grace the steps of the Capitol, all thanks to a federal court ruling that establishes the steps as a public forum. And finally, TikTok is continuing to fight for survival against a potential U.S. ban, claiming constitutional protection for its 170 million American users. The platform argues there's no evidence China has accessed U.S. user data or manipulated content, though they may want to check if their privacy policy is written in Mandarin. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.